Well, Juhana Linden is kindly with us. Juhana, as you know, standing for the Greens in the Taitokoro electorate. And we're going to call you about her recent trip to Whakaurau and the issues and perspectives she brought home from there. And also Te Pāti Māori's message that quite conceivable to vote Te Pāti Māori for your candidate, if that's your decision, but also to think about a left bloc party vote in order to oust the government. A couple of interesting kaupapa to talk with Juhana Linden about. Thank you for joining us again, Tuahine. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe mata, kia ora tātou.
Thank you. The latter first, if you don't mind. A strategy to see more Māori in. So a vote for the candidate. This is Te Pāti Māori saying that we've got a very sophisticated voting populace associated with the Māori seats. First initial reaction to such a suggestion, Juhana?
Look, I think that, you know, the strategy that they've deployed is one that probably is a bit simplistic in the way that it's being conveyed to our people. I think our people need to know and also appreciate that their electorate MP is the person who's to do the work for the rohe. And so in my mind, if I was a voter, I'd be wanting to vote for the person I wanted to do that mahi. Rather than being told vote here and then party vote there. Our people have been voting for a long time. And the way that I've been raised is that, you know, you have the mana to make the decision as to where you place your two votes, candidate as well as for the party vote. So I'm sticking with the, you know, who is the person you want to do the mahi in your electorate, and then what party is best to form, you know, a government after the 7th of November. So, yeah, that's the view that I'm taking. And they have their strategy, but I'm going hard for two ticks.
Two for who? All right, where to go? Fair enough. Let's go to Whakaurau. What took you there and reflect on what you came back with, please?
Yeah, on Monday was the signing of the Ngāti Mutunga ki Whakaurau settlement on island. So as a part of the Crown contingent, I was fortunate to go over to the island alongside Minister Goldsmith, Mr Pōtaka and others within our team from Labour, National and us as the Greens to support the kaupapa. Knowing, you know, you're heading over to the island, it was such a beautiful experience to meet the haukainga, and it was appropriate to have the signing of their settlement over on island to really appreciate, you know, the constraints, the challenges, but also, you know, this overdue redress for the people of Ngāti Mutunga ki Whakaurau. While there, we of course received the hospitality of Island Whānau, and it was beautiful and they were so gracious. The mokopuna were there from the school and the kaumātua, and you got a window into the life of living on Whakaurau on the Chatham Islands. Further, we did get an update around the waka that is on the Chatham Islands, that the oldest relic or archaeological site that we have in New Zealand. Minister Pōtaka and Minister Goldsmith visited with the haukainga as well as the landowner to get a greater perspective. And he's hoping, you know, they're much more positive about it now that they've seen it. That funding will be supporting the retrieval of that that waka that is exposed to the elements right now.
Yeah, we had a rich discussion about it too yesterday with Tama. How's Goldsmith going? What's your read on this bloke? I haven't had a lot of conversation with Paul Goldsmith. Perhaps I was just a bit hoo-ha that he was chosen, and you know, in some ways, I don't rate his.
I think I've got complete differing views, Matua. Okay. Completely different.
Oh, do you think he goes pretty good?
Oh no! I have very differing views to him on his policies and his portfolio.
All right.
So he's Minister for Media Communications. He's also, you know,
the Justice Minister, Treaty Settlements Justice. Minister. Yeah. I mean, he seems like the governmental hatchet man.
It's challenging, that's for sure. I mean, like, he's now picked up Chris Pegg's portfolios too. So he's also the cleanup guy. So you're not just the hatchet man, you're the cleanup guy too.
Yeah. Okay, and I know that you're too professional to publicly criticise one of your political colleagues, even though they may be from an alternative party. I noticed too that, while we're at it, Rory Stafford, perhaps you might celebrate this Kurowa as well, because the third reading of the Nelson Tents seemingly just recently through. And this is another example of a stoic man who wouldn't say no or wouldn't take no. And all these years later, the man is now probably closer to 90 than 80, has helped us spearhead a challenge that's resulted in the return of land all these years later in Nelson, and providing a strong economic and cultural footprint or foundation for generations to follow. Your thoughts about the traits that Rory has carried into battle, if you will.
Yeah, I just so grateful for the way that he continued to pursue justice. Knowing that this has been two centuries of redress overdue. His speaking yesterday in the House for the third reading, the House was full of uri of the Nelson Tents, Te Herenga Nuku. And, you know, I'm still quite bitter around the way that the Crown treats our people. But I knew in the third reading, this was a time for hope and for the future. But you could not speak to the fact that the Crown had ripped off the people of Te Tauihu for 200 years. You know, the way that the tents were meant to be set aside, the wahi, tapu and pā were meant to be set aside, and they weren't. And so it was people displaced. And Matua Rory and the claimants lodged the Waitangi Tribunal claim, I think it was Y56, some 40 years ago, and continued to pursue justice. And the way that he spoke in the whare last night was beautiful. He gave a mihi to us as parliamentarians, as we all stood in unanimity. We all supported the fact that this was redress overdue. And he had humbly brought grace, but also, you know, he's, as a statesman, leading the people and the team that had been formed, the working group that helped carry out this mahi. They shouldn't have had to have gone to the High Court. You know, how was that fair, eh? And so successive governments failed to come to the table with the people of the Nelson Tents, and it was Judith Collins who brought it home. So it was nice to have Judith Collins there too. And so Matua Rory there, standing stoic, the uri singing a waiata, and he gave a beautiful mihi in the whare. That's leadership right there.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Huhana, for joining us on the program. As always, ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.